Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where in the world you are. This is Master Marilyn, and I am delighted to be leading this Blog Talk radio program, Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. This is a topic that is so wonderful because so many people have experienced exactly that, love, peace, and harmony by singing this song. And today we're going to continue with the theme that I have had for the 3 weeks before the retreats in. And so we're going to continue on with the last two lines of love, peace, and harmony. It's been truly exciting to me to do this week by week and to listen to the responses of students. One student in particular has absolutely chanted so faithfully, "I love my heart and soul." And as she chanted that, she did it in the condition. She was what she sang. She loved every aspect of her. The parts that are easy to love, the parts that may not be so easy to love. But every single aspect of who she is, and she gave love to every aspect. She was absolutely joyful and surprised too, because her whole life began to change. This makes so much sense. When our attitude towards ourselves changes, our attitude toward everything changes. And it was so simple to simply sing that line over and over again. I love my heart and soul. And to sing that over and over, as many different styles as you want, fast and slow, loud and soft. I love my heart and soul. It's important to sing it in the condition, though, that you truly are the love that you are singing, that you truly are giving love to every aspect of who you are. And guess what? She discovered that she could love others too, which is the next line. I love all humanity. So when we love ourselves, what follows is to love humanity. Because actually, it's like looking in a mirror. When we look at others, it's like a mirror for ourselves. So when we love ourselves and we look at others, we will see that love radiating back. Join hearts and souls together. So we do exactly that. We don't even have to make an effort. It just happens. That when we love ourselves and we love all humanity, our hearts and souls will be joined together. It is so beautiful the way this happens. The result of all of this is love, peace, and harmony. So today what we're going to do is we're going to focus on singing each one of the lines of this wonderful song in the condition, and we're going to really experience what this song is meant to be. So as we are doing this, also bring to your attention areas of the world, situations, conditions, groups of people who would benefit so greatly by experiencing more and more love, peace, and harmony. Groups of people, situations, or events, conditions, where love might be a little difficult to notice. Maybe fear is the prominent feeling. So bring one of these to your attention, and we will sing in the condition and experience what can happen. Also, for yourself, bring to your awareness something that you would like to heal. Maybe it focuses on something physical. And when you sing in the condition of love, peace, and harmony, I love my heart and soul, and whatever that physical issue is, receives lots and lots of love, experience what happens. Great. I will do a say hello greeting. Dear, well, I'll use all four powers. So the first one is body power. Please put your feet flat on the floor. Focus on your jung, which is the space from your waist to the base of your body, the back half. And specifically, your Mingmen acupuncture point, which is directly opposite your navel. And picture a ball. A big ball, a golden ball that extends, the diameter extends from your navel to your heels, and you are completely rooted in Mother Earth. So this ball will be rotating. To begin with, it will rotate in counterclockwise direction, but then let it rotate however it wants. To keep your focus on that ball, which will also be the mind of power. Where your focus is where the light will go. And for body power, I'm going to ask you to put your hands below your navel, and where your hands are is where the light will go. The sole power will be to say hello. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a blessing to my thank you, thank you, thank you. Your soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony downloaded to all souls in all universes. I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please radiate love, peace, and harmony to one another. Dear Wan Ling, please come and sing with us together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember to sing in the condition with your whole heart, sending your greatest love, being your greatest love. We'll do soul language, Chinese, and English. And we will do that many times. So this time we'll sing it a little bit faster. Some people irritating, period. That is the most perfect measurement for how much we love ourselves. When we truly love ourselves, all the warts and wrinkles, all aspects of who we are, we will radiate that to others. We will not notice our warts and wrinkles, our shortcomings. And we will not notice that about others. So it's a wonderful way that we have of knowing, aha, I need to do more chanting in the condition. I need to give more love. Every aspect of who I am, I need to ask the quadrillion saints to assist me. So we'll do this one more time. Lula, lula, I love all humans. wonderful. How? 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you. And how means perfect, wonderful. So we are giving an order that all that we've been singing and chanting will happen. It will be wonderful. And so let me go to the line and let me check. And we do have a caller on the line. The number ends with 3883.
Well, wonderful, Master Marilyn. This is Victoria in Napa Valley, California.
Good afternoon, Victoria in Napa Valley. Is it beautiful there today?
It is so beautiful. The sun is warm, and it was really nice to have a reprieve from the rain.
Oh, yes. I'll bet the whole hillsides are green now.
Oh, they're getting there. They're starting.
Yeah, beautiful. So, Victoria, you share anything you would like to about what we've been doing or things related to love, peace, and harmony, other comments?
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed your summarizing, going over all the lines today. There's such a beautiful sequence to it, and I realized that it is so very helpful to go one by one because one can truly appreciate the value of one and how it leads to the other, loving yourself and then others and everyone.
Yes.
And then, of course, love, peace, harmony. Today I needed to lie down. A few weeks ago I had a little episode where I lost oxygen to the brain for a little bit, and I felt fine for a while and several days afterwards. And thanks to all Master Shah's teachings and blessings that I'm doing well. I noticed that after a few days, I didn't feel quite so well. It was almost as though, you know, you kind of go into shock and you feel okay. Or like if you cut your finger, you know, it doesn't hurt right away. But then a little later, it sort of, you know, you start feeling everything. And so I've been having to rest more, and I feel like certain things are a little bit out of sync. And I feel that resting helps a lot, and singing Love, Peace, and Harmony again today, I'm lying down during the call, so I'm not singing out loud, that I just felt like everything was balancing out, that certain selves may have more love, peace, harmony, you know, they are sharing with the others, and things that might not be communicating as well, we're able to communicate. Just everything sort of just balancing out and evening out the flow of everything, everywhere. It was really wonderful, and I almost fell asleep. It was
really?
I'm not tired, you know. That's another surprise to me is that I very often have to lie down, but I'm not even sleepy. So it's a very different feeling that I've ever had. And so, but this really is like a lullaby.
That's it exactly. Yes. So I'm not really surprised that you would feel like maybe even going taking a little nap.
Yeah,
that is also, though, my experience with a limited experience with TCM and acupuncture. When things are balancing out, things are the energy is integrating, the light is integrating, the body's response is to rest. Because, and so sometimes we will want to take an extra nap, or we'll just fall asleep as that process is taking place. And it's so beautiful that singing Love, Peace, and Harmony this way could help to balance what had gone out of balance after that episode that you referred to.
Yes. It was very obvious. I do sing Love, Peace, and Harmony, but I don't always sing it to myself lying down here, you know, in this way. I was really kind of bathing my whole beloved body, all the gazillion souls, cells that I have in this body that is hanging in there, keeping everything going. And I had such an appreciation for every effort being made to retain balance and regain balance. And I think I just felt like I was being showered with love, peace, and harmony from everywhere, and wanted to share it throughout my body. It's so wonderful. I can't thank you enough for this program, Master Marilyn.
I feel very honored and very grateful to be leading this program, really and truly. To me, it's so special. Yeah. So, and I love it that you are a very faithful participant in the program, which is lots of fun. It's fun to have repeating people come onto the program, and you can experience its benefits from week to week, month to month. So, and you can share that, and that's great. Not just what we're doing that particular day, but also what happens over the long, long period of time. It's been quite extraordinary. And different things have sort of spun off from this. Different people have gotten ideas and inspirations and created other possibilities. It's quite beautiful. So always, when I look at the clock, I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, it's amazing to me that it is 30 minutes already. And I thank you so much for being on the program, and it was so beautiful to hear your improvement during, that I think that was maybe only 15 minutes of singing. That's really very, very beautiful. So thank you, and let love, peace, and harmony continue to radiate to every cell, every organ system, throughout your whole body, so that there will be no traces of the incident left, and that things will be better than new.
Well, thank you. And I realize that you post your calls, you archive these recordings. And so I'm going to go and replay today. It seemed extra special for me today. So I look forward to your Facebook posting where I can I go online on the Blog Talk Radio site and listen to it. And, in fact, I think you have all the recordings there. So I'm very grateful for that.
That's wonderful. Well, many blessings to you. I'm going to bring this time to a close. I will be back next week, same time. Until then, may your life be filled with love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.